The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Think of the absolute beauty of the reasoning and the logic of the liberal left. I mean, just think of the absolute genius of the reasoning, the logic of the liberal left. Wait, what am I talking about? Well, I'll tell you in just a minute. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Much of the scientific community, particularly in climate meteorology, found themselves in serious trouble after the 70s and the early 80s. Now, the reason for that is the battle cry during the 70s and the 80s is that CFCs, remember that? CFCs, that was in your hairspray, that was in your deodorant. Those were destroying the ozone layer. And in addition to that, greenhouse gases were being released into the atmosphere, blocking the rays of the sun. Now, again, if you are older than like 45, certainly 50, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All through the 70s and midway through the 80s, we heard, it's going to get colder, it's going to get colder, we're going to have another ice age, we're all going to die because it's going to get colder and colder and colder, and we got to quit using the CFCs. That's when they went from Freon to R134, R134 in your cars, in your refrigerator. No more Freon. No, we cannot release Freon. And they went to these extreme extent, you know, if you junked a car, you could not just release the Freon into the atmosphere. It had to be recovered. It had to be. So junkyards, shops had to buy very expensive equipment to take out the Freon. And of course, with the 134, it's, you know, the same, because back then, the cry was, it's going to get colder, colder, colder. Look at this. We have records, settled science tells us, blah, 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 blah. And then it quit getting colder. So, oops. I guess we're not getting colder. Global warming! Because of carbon dioxide and fossil fuel gases released into the sky, it's going to get warmer and warmer, and we're all going to die, and sea levels are going to rise, and glaciers are disappearing. And half of New York, if you've read this like 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, half of New York is going to be underwater. Al Gore went out on the speaking tour. You know, part of Hawaii is going to be disappear. Half of the coastline of California is going to disappear in 10, 15, certainly 20 years. Global warming, global warming, global warming. Well, from what we can tell, global warming has now stopped. And it looks like we're going back in the other direction. So, here's the genius. Here is the genius. They stopped talking about global cooling. That didn't work. That was proven to be wrong. Well, it wasn't wrong. It really was cooling. But it was temporary. It was cyclical. like weather is, always has been, always will be. So then it turned to global warming. And when Al Gore started out, global warming, 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 and then, so the geniuses came up with climate change. It's brilliant. It is absolutely genius. It covers everything. If you have a winter that is colder than usual, climate change. If you have a winter that is warmer than usual, climate change. If you have more precipitation than usual, climate change. If you have less precipitation than usual, climate change. If you have higher winds, climate change. If you have more hurricanes than usual, climate change. If you have fewer hurricanes than usual, climate change. No matter what happens, the scientific, meteorological, climatological community can say, told you so. We told you. Climate change. Climate change. Now, the reason I bring that up is I think it was yesterday I brought a story to you. Antarctic ice is exploding in volume. It was not long ago we were told Antarctic ice was going to disappear. And I think it was, this is Thursday, I think it was yesterday. It was either yesterday or Tuesday, and I've still got the article in my office. Scientific, I think the study was out of the University of Chicago, if I remember correctly. It was yesterday, just yesterday. The amount of ice in Antarctica is exploding in growth. And because of that, they're saying, we could have a new ice age. When just a short time ago, all of the ice is disappearing, all the ice is disappearing. And why did I bring this up? Because we have been told over and over and over again, we're not going to have winter in America anymore. Winter is going to be gone. That's going to be a thing of the past. I've read that. We're not going to have snow. No. That's okay. That's what we have been told. Here is a headline. Utah sees record cold of minus 43.6 degrees Fahrenheit. The lowest October temperature ever recorded in the continental United States in the month of October. Can you imagine? Minus 43.6 degrees. Meteorologist Paul Dorian reports perhaps the most amazing temperature recorded in this unusual cold spell for the western U.S. took place earlier today in the remote observing station of Peter Sinks. What a name. Peter Sinks, S-I-N-K-S. Peter Sinks, Utah. The unofficial overnight low temperature there was minus 43.6 degrees Fahrenheit, which is pretty amazing for this time of year, and probably the lowest temperature ever recorded in the lower 48 states during the month of October. Nearby Salt Lake City, Utah, provided some supporting evidence of the extreme cold as it set a low temperature record for October of 14 degrees. Records there go back to 1874. And I'm looking at a temperature graph of the temperature drop in Peter Sinks, Utah. 8 o'clock in the evening, it was 3 below zero. And by the time it was 6 a.m. the next morning, 43.6 below zero. Probably the coldest temperature ever recorded in the month of October in the lower 48 states of America. But it's climate change. If the very same story had recorded an all-time record high temperature for Peter Sinks, Utah, for the month of October, the answer? Climate change. Like I said, it's genius. It's kind of like the rest of liberal left ideology. There is no truth. There are no absolutes. Truth is whatever you want it to be. Can you imagine? I am glad I don't live in Peter Sinks, Utah, I'll tell you that. 43.6 degrees below zero yesterday.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I've got very, very, very bad news for most of you. And it happens every year. If you've been listening for a long time, you know the drill. And I just want to remind you, those of you who have been around for a while, but to you newbies, to you new LTDs, you new listeners to Bob Burney Live, something dramatic happens this weekend. Well, most of you know we turn our clocks back. Okay? Now, for the most part, that doesn't change anything except, you know, you gain an hour of sleep. And it gets dark earlier, but it gets light. It gets dark earlier, but it gets light earlier in the morning as well. But for WRFD AM, it's big. And I don't want to go through a long, involved explanation, but WRFD AM, which is what most of you are listening on, is a daytime-only station. The reason for that, it goes all the way back to World War II. Fast forward to 2019, absolutely outdated, antiquated rule of the FCC has no meaning whatsoever today. My editorial opinion, it's totally worthless. But by FCC rule and regulation, we must sign off at sundown. And the reason for that is we share a frequency with WCBS radio in New York City. We are WRFD AM 880. They are WCBS AM 880. So we share the same frequency. Now, during the day, people in New York listen to CBS. People around here listen to WRFD. But because of this antiquated, outdated rule and regulation by the FCC, they are what is called a clear channel station, and nobody within hundreds of miles can share their frequency after sunset. So they stay on, we have to go off. I hate it. Despise it. And I've been dealing with it now for almost 20 years. Every year at the time change, we lose broadcasting day. So this coming Monday, when you and I gather again on this coming Monday, we sign off on our AM signal at 5 p.m. Done, gone, finished. 5 p.m., we're done, we sign off. Now, for most of those 20 years, that's all we had. We signed off. We went away at 5 o'clock. And our listeners could not get us any way, shape, or form. And we, you know, we went through the winter months. And then in the spring, we had to get all of you back from 5 till 6. Then came streaming audio. That was great. It was wonderful. You could pull up your phone or your computer. You could get streaming audio. Then, about 2 years ago, we purchased 104.5 FM. And now we can broadcast 24 hours a day on our FM signal. Now, granted, our FM signal is not nearly as powerful as our AM signal. Not nearly. So that means that many, if not most of you, are not going to be able to get us after 5 o'clock beginning this coming Monday because of the time change. I hate it. I dread it. Every ounce of my being, I dread when this time of year comes because we lose many of you. The good news, if you can get the 104.5 FM signal, and many of you can, well, you don't miss a beat. Just switch over to 104.5 FM and we just continue. If you can't get the 104.5 FM signal, download our app and listen through streaming audio on your phone. If you don't want to do that, use your computer, your tablet. Whatever your smart device is, listen to us through streaming audio. And we will continue. So our AM signal will sign off at 5 o'clock this coming Monday. I just want to warn you so you're not surprised. Switch over to 104.5 FM or listen through streaming audio. That's another reason why you should download the WRFD app. You can start listening before sign-off, or the minute we sign off, just pull up the app, click on Listen Live, and you won't miss a thing. So anyway, every year, I try to give you a few days to warn you, and it's happening this weekend. Now, another thing, just real quick. Joy and I have the privilege of presenting Victorious Living Today at 5:30 every Sunday here on WRFD. I hope you listen. I think you'll be blessed. It is a teaching program. We don't never, ever, ever, ever deal with politics or anything else. It is a Bible teaching program from Crosspower Ministries. It's at 5:30, and right now I'm in the middle of a series in the life of Joshua. Well, at 5:30, we will not be on WRFD AM. So those of you who have been listening to Victorious Living Today, I want you to continue listening, but you need to do it either on 104.5 FM or on streaming audio. That's 5:30 every Sunday night. If you've never listened, I think you'll be blessed and encouraged. Victorious Living Today, it's 5:30 every Sunday evening. Now, again, with the time change, you won't be able to get it on AM 880, but you'll be able to get it on 104.5 FM or through streaming audio. That's 5:30 every Sunday night. So I know that many of you know other people who listen to this program. You talk about it and share. Help us get the word out. We have to do this every single year. Don't like it? Maybe someday this antiquated, outdated rule will be changed, but I'm not holding my breath. So anyway, just a word to the wise and a warning so you won't miss any of Bob Burney Live.